Now, how about this? You know, John the Baptist is so important that our Old Testament actually finishes off with the prophecy of him coming. I mean, literally, the Old Testament finishes off talking about John the Baptist. Look what it says in verse 5. Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Now, here's the thing, is that obviously when we read this, this is referring to end times Bible prophecy, okay? And in its most literal sense, it's referring to those two one of those two witnesses, which I believe one of them is Elijah, because it's talking about the great and dreadful day of the Lord, referring to the rapture. And that is exactly when the two witnesses come to the earth. They come a little bit prior to the second coming of Christ. And so this is literally referring to Elijah returning back, but this is later reiterated in the Gospels referring to John the Baptist. Because the day of the Lord could also be referred to as the visitation of the Lord, referring to the first coming of Jesus Christ. Right. And we know that John the Baptist came in the spirit of Elijah, right? Yes. Now, Samson, on the other hand, he wasn't prophesied of, but he was mentioned in the Hebrews Hall of Fame. Amen. So that still says something. Yeah. Let me read it to you from Hebrews 11:32. It says, "And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises," and look what it says, "stopped the mouths of lions," which is exactly what Samson did. He rent a lion in twain, giving us a spiritual application that we as Christians can also overcome Satan. A lion is obviously a picture of Satan. Now, I'm going to show you some similarities between the two and make some applications to them. Go with me, if you would, to Luke chapter number 1. Luke chapter number 1. What are some similarities between the two? Well, number one, both of their parents were childless and barren. Amen. Now, both of their parents were godly as well.
Amen.
Because Samson had Manoah and his mother, who, you know, they were godly parents. They loved the Lord. They were serving God, and they wanted a child, and God granted them that petition there. And you know what? John the Baptist had the same thing. Elizabeth and Zacharias, who were godly people, who were simply, you know, they weren't special in the sense of, you know, they weren't preaching God's word. They weren't mentioned a whole lot in the Bible, but they were godly parents who wanted to raise up a child unto the Lord. Now, let me read to you from Judges chapter 13, verse number 1. It says, "And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Philistines 40 years. And there was a certain man of Zorah, of the family of the Danites, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and bare not. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman and said unto her, Behold now, thou art barren and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son." So we see the similarity with Jesus Christ, that an angel comes to Mary and says that she shall be with child. In like manner, an angel comes to Manoah and tells them, hey, you shall conceive, you shall have a child. You see that symbolism there. Now look at Luke chapter 1, in verse number 5. It says, "There was in the days of Herod the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abiah, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless." Now look, folks, you know, not much is said about these parents, but just to have that one phrase right there, that one verse, that one sentence says a lot.
Amen.
You know, it's like when God saw fit to describe Eglon as a very fat man. It's like he gets that one little phrase, but there's a lot of packed into that one little phrase. Pun intended, right?